This is Mike Levine. This is what happened around the Pittsburgh district today. There was a dramatic story this morning in Rankin, an attempted bank holdup. The story, incidentally, gives us a chance to illustrate some of the things you can do on radio with a tape recorder. First, you send a reporter out to the scene of the story. He interviews four people, one after another. You hand those four interviews to one of KDKA's engineers, in this case, Clyde Reed. The engineer takes them apart, weaves them together again, and instead of four individual interviews, it comes out as one continuous narrative. Here's the cast of characters. You'll hear the voices of Frank Gaskell, the chief of Rankin Police, Anna Mae Jumba, a teller at the Rankin branch of the Mellon Bank, Joseph Flatica, the Rankin Police Desk Sergeant, and James Campbell, assistant manager of the bank, and, oh yes, a nosy reporter.
Three men got the manager of the bank outside and walked in with him.
I knew that they were going to hold us up. I just knew they were going to, and I pulled in back there. The man told me to walk to the bank like I always do.
Well, I was in here, and Mary was here also, and they came in with Mr. Campbell. One fella came in with Campbell. And he told us to be still, and then he waited, and then two more fellas came in.
They told me to come to the bank, just like I always did, open the door, tell my girlfriend inside to be quiet. And that's exactly what I did.
They forced you in and tied up the girls?
They tied the two girls up after they were in here. The one man locked the door and then left his two friends in. And when the other two came in, they tied them up.
They made us face that wall while they put their masks on. And then they tied us up and they were waiting for the door to open.
They came in unmasked?
Yes.
They tied you up and then put their masks on?
No, they put their masks on first. We were facing that way.
Oh, I see.
Then they put their masks and then they came over and tied us up.
And they had guns?
Two of them.
Two of the three had guns?
Yeah.
And while you were facing the wall, they got the assistant manager, Mr. Campbell, and brought him in?
Yes.
What happened that made their holdup blow up? Somewhere along the line, something went wrong. What was it?
Well, for one thing, we opened the door and the alarms went off.
Bells started to ring.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, one of the other tellers had called the Rankin police.
Well, this business of the front window blind being done, was Mr. Andalina aware that this blind is rarely pulled down?
I guess he was.
Well, anyhow, Mr. Andalina called, or had the bartender telephone from across the street, and they asked you if there was anything wrong. At that point, you did some pretty fast thinking. What did you reply?
I think all I said was yes on the phone until I didn't know what else to say, and I said the bank will be open at 9:30 as usual.
That was the tip-off to the bartender across the street that there was something.
I was talking to the bartender, and whether that was a tip-off to him or not, I do not know.
He called the police, and the police came and
Mr. Andalina called the police.
They came within a matter of a few minutes.
It was very few minutes they were here.
Then the fun started.
When they opened the vault door, the alarm rang at the station, and the police came.
Well, I'm the desk sergeant, and I got a call from across the street stating that there was something funny going on at the bank, and for us to come up here and investigate it. And the captain happened to be in the station at the time, and me and him got out. We got into my car and come up here. Didn't use the police car, not to draw any suspicion. As we come up, parked across the street, and come into the front door. We turned around, and the captain knocked on the door, and it must have been a few seconds went by when a hand with a white glove on it come to the door. We didn't see the face, just seen the fingers of the hand. He was turning the latch. We could hear the tumblers on the lock, turning the latch as he was peeping through the blind. When he seen it was the police, he backed up. As he did, the captain kicked at the door, and as he kicked at the door, we backed up and went to the side, figuring that was the only way out. We knew there was no other exit into the building, and we backed up. As we backed up, we sat there a second or two. The captain kicked the door open. I put my foot in between to keep the door open. We looked into the room, didn't see nothing. Then the captain and I both come in. As we come down into the aisle, I come down to the last teller window. As I come down to the last teller window, there's a doorway. I noticed the tellers and the manager of the bank were tied up on the floor.
I thought they went in the basement. I couldn't see. I was on the floor.
Tied up.
Uh-huh.
As I come down to the last trailer window, I seen the cellar door open. I fired one shot. I could see the tips of the fingers of the white glove under the cellar door. I fired one shot through the door, approximately chest high. And we waited a few seconds there, and the captain went back to the door. He hollered for them to send help from Braddock. As he did, as soon as the captain came in, and we went all the way in through the back, and Teller, underneath the counter, hollered, "They're down into the basement," and that's when we start to go in through the back.
I understand you pulled another heroic act when the police burst in and started shooting at the girls. What did you do?
I wouldn't say it was heroic. I wanted to get the one girl out of the line of fire, and I grabbed her by the feet and pulled her across the floor so that she would be out of the line of fire.
As we got into the back, we went into the cellar first and checked it, and there was nothing down there. And there's a little doorway coming out of the cellar where there's an opening between the buildings, and that's where we found three white hats and three masks, Halloween masks. And they had gone, scaled this wall approximately 10 feet up over top of the roof and on out.
The three men got away. We found their uniforms at the in an alley about half a block away.
See, I noticed that you're shaking a little bit.
I've been shaking ever since the man came up to me.
Well, it's all over now, and you saved your depositors an awful lot of money. How does it feel now that it's all over?
I haven't been able to feel anything yet. I'll be able to tell you better tomorrow.
Now that's the end of the narrative, but it's not the end of the story. While the holdup team didn't get 1 cent in their robbery, they did succeed in getting every police agency in the district on their trail. The FBI's investigating, so are the county police and the Allegheny County detectives, and also the police in Rankin, Braddock, Swissville, and, well, virtually every other community in the Pittsburgh district. And, oh yes, in case you were wondering, ever wondering why KDKA has reporters who go to the scene, you can learn perhaps when you hear what happens when a reporter, in this case KDKA News Director John Colomer, tries to get information over the telephone when people are just a little bit busy.
Marilyn Nashville, Rankin office.
Hi, KDK News. What's going on down there?
We're being robbed.
Huh?
We're being robbed.
Tell me about it.
I can't. We're busy right now. You'll have to come out and get the story yourself.
Is it happening right now?
Yeah.
How much money do they get?
Nothing.
Is there any customers in the bank?
And that's why we sent a reporter to the scene. And now for a summary of other news items from around the Pittsburgh scene. Here's KDKA reporter Frank George.